Chapter 25, The Indus Delta. Clouds obscured the moon and stars as the sea serpent swam toward the coast of Pakistan. In the darkness, Ben could make out huts by the flat beach, boats drawn up on the shore, and the mouth of a mighty river pouring into the sea from countless tributaries.
"Here it is," the sea serpent hissed at the boy. "This is where the dragons used to come, until the monster drove them away. That is the Indus, also known as the sacred river Sindh. Follow it, and it will take you into the mountains, and up to the Himalayas."
She swam past the village, where lanterns were burning outside several huts, and glided on toward the mouth of the Indus. The land between the branches of the river was flat and muddy. Flocks of white seabirds had settled there, beaks tucked under their wings, but they flew up in alarm when the serpent rested her gigantic head on a sandbank. The cry of birds tore through the silence of the night. Ben jumped down from the serpent's head, landed in the damp sand, and glanced in the direction of the village, but it was hidden by low hills.
"Firedrake can hide in the reeds there," said the sea serpent, darting her tongue out as she arched her neck, "until you've found out if the villagers are still well-disposed toward dragons."
"Thank you," said Firedrake, letting Sorrel climb off his back. "It did me good to rest for a while."
The serpent bent her head, hissing gently.
"The river is shallow here," she told Ben. "You can wade through it when you go to the village. I could drop you off there, but the sight of me would scare the fishermen so badly that they wouldn't venture out to sea for days."
Ben nodded. "I'd better set off at once."
"Hey, Twigleg," he said, opening his backpack. "You can put your head out again. We've reached land."
The homunculus crawled sleepily out of his warm nest of human clothing, stuck his head out of the backpack, and pulled it straight back in.
"Land?" he said crossly. "Land? All I can see is more water everywhere."
Ben shook his head, smiling. "Do you want to come to the village with me, or shall I leave you with Firedrake and Sorrel?"
"Leave me with Sorrel? No," said Twiglet hastily. "I'd rather come with you."
"Okay." Ben closed the backpack again.
"Well, hide behind those reeds,"
said Sorrel, pointing to a sandbank where they grew particularly densely.
"And this time, I won't forget to get rid of our tracks."
Ben nodded. When he turned to say goodbye to the sea serpent, the beach was empty. Far away, three glimmering humps rose from the waves.
"Oh," he murmured, disappointed. "She's gone."
"Easy come, easy go,"
said Sorrel, stuffing a reed between her sharp teeth. Firedrake looked up at the sky where the moon was just coming out from behind the clouds. "I hope the human woman really has found a substitute for moonlight," he murmured. "Who knows? The moon might leave us in the lurch again as it did over the sea." He sighed and nudged Sorrel. "Come on, let's sweep away our tracks." Quickly and quietly, they set to work, while Ben set off with Twigleg to look for Zubaydah Ghalib, the dracologist.